I'd like to call to order the January 16th, 2020 meeting of the City of Mill Creek Design Review Board. If we could have roll call, please.
Chair Dave Gunter.
Present.
Vice Chair David Hambleton.
Present.
Member Tina Hastings.
Present.
Member Diane Sims.
Present.
Member Beverly Teagy.
Present.
Thank you very much. Okay, inserted into our agenda tonight is election of president and, or chairman, not president, chairman and vice chairman of the Design Review Board. So I'm always weird on how to proceed at this point. But
just ask for a motion, see if somebody...
For nominations.
Any motions or nominations?
I move that the same two inhabitants continue to inhabit the roles for this coming year.
I second it.
Okay, that was easy. Have a motion, have a second. Are you, well, I should ask if you're...
The inhabitant is pleasant. Okay. Yeah.
We have a motion, have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's see. Let's move on to approval of minutes from our November 15th, 2018 meeting. Are there any questions, comments, or a motion to approve as is?
I'll make a motion to approve them.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
No, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Perfect. Okay, our business tonight is the farm binding site plan, building elevations for A1 through A4, B, C, E1 through E4. That sounds like a lot, but luckily we've seen it all.
Yes. I was going to say tonight is definitely a full meal deal. These are the last buildings to come before the Design Review Board for approval. So this may be our last meeting on this particular project. Knocking on wood here. It's been about a year and a half since we've been meeting on this proposal. So in advance, thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, we better hurry because they're going to get ahead of us if we don't.
Do you know what? They are moving along well. There's been a little slowdown with the snow, but yes.
Every time I go by there, it's like, wait, where did that come from?
Yes, they're making great progress out there. So with that said, you are all very familiar with your criteria for approval. So I'm going to breeze through the PowerPoint presentation here for you. I'm going to skip through the site information. I would like to point out the site plan and the building locations. We can go back to this for reference. So let's go ahead and start in the order of the location. Building 1A, this is the closest building to the parking garage, and Building F. And let me grab my pointer here. We'll go ahead and pull up the laser pointer. That would be this building right here is A1. A2 is located further over to the west. And then A3, these are the two around the public plaza with the fire pit and the chairs in the outdoor area. So this is A3. A4 is located here. Then we move up to Building B, which is also fronts on 132nd Street. Building C, which is the largest, and this abuts the wetlands over to the west. Then the remaining buildings are the four garages. There's E1, E2, 3, and 4. And I would like to point out that E2 is an ADA garage. And at any point in time, please halt and ask me any questions that you'd like. So as far as process for this goes, there are standard conditions for the majority of the buildings. So for the sake and the expedience of not being repetitious in my PowerPoint presentation, I would like to ask if the Design Review Board has a consensus, if you would like to move strictly to A1, which staff had a recommendation to look at one of the elevations, which was slightly over our 36-foot modulation length requirement, and then also then move to the buildings E1 through E4, which Member Hambleton brought up that the fact that the south elevation, it does require some modulation on the back since they're 67 feet in length. So if there were any concerns about any of the other buildings, I'd like to throw that out there. And if not, if there's a consensus, we can just move to those two.
So we're going to look at the two that may need...
Modulation.
Yes, that is my proposal.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Want to do that? Okay, thank you. In consideration of everyone's time. So here is the first building, or the first issue, which is building A1. So this is the closest one to building F. So this particular, I'm going to point it out here, this particular elevation here, you can see it's 40 feet in length, and I'm going to move over here to, here's the north elevation, just so you get an idea of the full perspective of the building. This is the one, this is the side that fronts 132nd Street. Here's the south elevation. Here is the east, which is closest to building F. And then the west elevation here, which would form, it would be in between building 1A and 1-2. So this area has a walkway between it, so it's going to be well utilized. And so it will be highly visible. And in fact, I'm going to go back here just to point out where it's at. So it's right in between here. If this gives you a concept, an idea, this elevation is here. So when people walk through there, you would see that.
I have a question regarding this.
Yes.
So if I look at the plan shows that it's only 35.8 feet. And I don't see where it's 40 feet.
Did I have it incorrect? Hold on, let me take a look. Because it's two, there's two walls there.
Yeah, but are they not divided and there's an offset in different colors?
That is correct. So let me go to the floor plan. If I stand corrected, then that would take care of that issue, wouldn't it?
Looks like it's 35.8 feet, Diane.
Yes.
On A plan, floor plan, page 5.
Right.
And then there's the indent.
All right, and so it is. And we skip to E.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you for the technicality. That takes care of that. Yes. Yeah, planner math. Okay.
I thought maybe I wasn't looking at
it. No, that is true on occasion. So
I kept looking and going back and forth.
Excuse me, with the 9 buildings, yes. I put this picture in here for the PowerPoint presentation just to give you an idea of what staff's condition, what I was recommending for the screening of utilities. This is a live-learn experience that we have been dealing with. This is an example in Town Center. There's a lot of utilities on the side of the buildings. These areas are used for outdoor spaces, or that's the intent. For instance, between these two buildings, they're always going to have utilities on one side of the building or the other. And typically, they're not on the street front side, so they're the in-between part where there's the plazas. This is the public northern house space. These ones, they're painted to match the structure, which is great. Staff is recommending as a condition of approval that there is a building coverage of those utilities with the access door to them, so it looks like part of the building. So it has more of a comprehensive screening, and it looks better when you're out there enjoying the space or walking through it.
What kind of utilities are you contemplating will be in that?
Either electrical, water, or even the fire alarm suppression system.
But not any gas?
Probably not.
Because
no.
There would be no ventilation, or you'd have to mechanically ventilate that?
That is why this particular one is...
They wouldn't let you do it.
I would agree, although we have gas equipment and utilities in restaurants, but
right.
Even when they're in enclosed areas, they have to be mechanically vented.
That is why I think these ones here are open. There's no door.
And that was my next question.
Yes. So this one has no door, and then this one has a door because it's the fire suppression system. in the mechanical room. This is the Reserve 3, and this is the best screening examples that we have in the city.
Is having a door on that going to create an opportunity for people to hide in there or use it for...
I wouldn't think so because it's a very shallow area and it's pretty full. It allows essentially just a person to go in, stand, and turn for it. It hasn't been a problem yet, and they've been there for I'm not sure how many years. Yeah, quite a few years.
With like electrical panels, there has to be, what, 42 inches clearance in front of an electrical panel? So it has to be at least that deep in front of the electrical panel, I think.
I thought it was 36.
36? Okay, I can't remember for sure. Yeah.
But it hasn't been an issue?
No, it hasn't. It has
and
not
that other one is near the Northern Public House, the one that's exposed?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it in that cut between the two buildings?
It is.
I don't think I've even noticed them there. They must be well color coordinated with the wall.
They are. They are. So anyway, that is just a condition that staff was bringing up for discussion and recommendation. So moving forward to Building E. Building E are the parking garages. They are 67 feet in length. And as you can see, here's a 3D rendering of it. They have the lap siding. They do have the sconce wall lighting in the front. And they have the paneled garage doors. So the front does have good modulation. And as far as the rear goes, which faces the single family residences to the south, they are blank at this time. The facades are not broken up. There is a notable amount of landscaping in front of them, very similar to the vintage. And I received a phone call pointing out that, yes, modulation is required for every 36 feet. It was not done on the vintage. That does not mean it should not be done to be consistent with our design guidelines. These are the material specs. And then I included in here also pictures of the landscaping. I'm moving down here. So as you can see, here is landscaping. So you can see each one has maybe two trees. Some might have three in front of it. Not a notable amount. They are deciduous. So I think adding a building element in the back to break up the expanse of the facade would be very appropriate. And here's a blow-up of the landscape plan, just so you can see. There is a 20-foot perimeter buffer with the trail there. So it will be utilized. People will see it.
So what I was thinking, there's five garage doors on front, and there's four vertical spots between the doors.
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking on the back, if there was even a 1 to 2 foot wide panel, vertical panel of a different color, to sort of break it up and sort of make it look like the four garage units.
So it would be even with the...
Even with where they are on the other side.
Yeah, that
would be just a color.
Just color or text, because it's horizontal siding. And some type of a panel, and maybe it's just a solid metal panel, or I'm not going to try to design it, but just to break up the 67.
That would work. And
I'm going to go back here and just...
Okay.
I think people would eventually figure that out, that it, you know, like same... You're talking about the same width as those gaps between the...
Here.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe a little bit smaller, but no, if it was the same, that would all break it up that much more.
And just kind of move it over to the back and do a texture change or color change.
Same location, just flipped on the back side, correct?
Yeah, and this change or color or texture.
Any preference or idea in color? Probably not white.
No.
No. I'm thinking one of the accent cut like off of the other buildings, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, you know, something that ties it back into the site.
Here's the color palette.
Where's the horizontal lap siding that's on the garage? Is that
here?
Okay.
It's a silver gray.
Okay.
So something dark to contrast with it.
Can we go back to the color?
Yeah, unless you use just a trellis, like a grid trellis.
What is the horizontal line that is on the blank side there?
The darker gray.
It's a darker gray, I think.
Oh. This up here?
No, down at the bottom, about 2 foot off the bottom.
Oh, concrete?
Yeah.
Concrete.
That's concrete, and then there's something above it?
Correct, the lap siding. I think that is just shadowing.
Shadow line.
From the lap siding.
Can you go back where you had all the material colors?
Yes. And I would like to point out that the project developer manager is here this evening, Jennifer Marquez. She is here for any questions this evening.
So the top center is the, that's similar to the siding, right?
This actually here, it's clear, anodized, it's the window frame. So this is the color of the metal, unfortunately.
I was just trying to see a color that was.
There's.
Old Town Gray.
Yeah, or maybe the gray.
Gray would, I think.
Yeah, that would be good.
Gray or even a brown.
Because that siding, you said it's kind of a light silver, right?
It is, it's a light silver color.
How about the gray? That would probably work.
So it's light silver with a dark gray, that'd go together very well. Yeah.
So this is an Old Town Gray is the official title of the color.
And I'm thinking it might have some like vertical siding or something, not just.
You look concerned.
Just not just changing the paint color.
So is your idea that it would be another vertical siding that would just fit into a slot and go up the panel, or are you talking about a vertical panel of some kind?
I think a vertical panel would be visually look better and not broken up, and or a metal type grid on the wall to break it up. And I honestly, I don't know, we had this discussion earlier today, and I don't know if Jen has brought any suggestions from the architect forward, if they had any ideas.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys would be okay with some sort of like a landscape element to break up, so to be able to continue the lap runs for that length, but to tie in more of a landscape, like Christy was saying, with maybe even a metal, you know, to play on that, a metal lattice with landscape growing up a bit that's close but enough to break it up so there's that aesthetic value so it shows a break.
I'd rather see the modulation that's required in the code, and I guess part of this goes back, maybe this is a question for some folks here at the city. We've done this on past projects where we've said put a trellis in there and kind of help break it up, and then I've gone through some of these projects and they're trimming stuff off of it. I mean, there's no vegetation growing up these trellises. It's just a metal grid.
Yeah, I would
and maintenance
agree with that.
Becomes an issue
it
with the structure.
Be an architectural element.
Correct.
Sense.
Yeah.
I think it would be, an architectural element would be better long term for development maintenance. The plants do look wonderful if it's on a concrete or CMU wall. That works well, but if this is the lap siding, I would be concerned about the vines growing up underneath the awning into the gutters at some point.
Yeah, I was
potentially
thinking just set back just enough so it would grow, but
up and over.
So then if we're going to do something like that, I'd like to be able to talk with the architect themselves as how we could break up the lap runs with something else architecturally to, you know, to not keep the vinyl siding run, but to bring in another element to show the breaks with a color that ties into the buildings like you guys are talking about.
Okay.
So we could do that and present something else.
I think that's really good. I'd love to have the architect's opinion
ask
on this,
something.
Just like what you're saying, because there's probably something that works with that lap length.
Uh-huh.
This says, okay, maybe we do modulation in different places or something because it's a better material choice for what's available.
Right.
So if they can come up with something that integrates well into the residential building.
Can we bring that one, the back of that one building back?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We already have an item for February. Sherry has a project coming forward.
Well, why don't we just tell them what we want and let them come back with
some ideas?
A couple ideas.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be as wide as that space between the doors. Even if it was like 18 inches wide,
right?
Two feet wide, just to break it. And like Tina said, to make it comply with the code.
So I would like to see this though. I agree. I don't think it should be a trellis.
Yeah.
I don't think those always work that well. It would be nice if we had an actual architectural element of some sort, and not just
Perfect.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay,
yeah.
Architectural elements in the community itself that we could pull back there to tie it all together nicely, so allowing the architect to to pull your guys' thoughts and meet code would be, you know, allow them to do that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Perfect. Yeah.
Let's bring back E1. Or is it all of them? Is it
E1 through E4.
Okay.
All of them.
Yeah.
All right.
And I wouldn't be hard over on the color selection. I mean, if the architect wants to take the burnt orange off of building A1, you think that's going to work best?
I agree.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay.
Let him have his architectural license.
Then we'll go ahead and include that in a motion for the end. With that, I would like to do some follow-up from the last meeting. The architect did come back, and staff did approve administratively the breakup of the facade on Building F, the east side, the two big, large white walls, and they did integrate the brick in and all the other conditions. So I brought those back just so you could see what was accomplished there.
It'll be up next week if you want to see it.
Well, now it might be.
Drive by.
So here we go. They did the same thing. So you see the vertical element that was added in?
Mm-hmm.
These are very nice. They break it up and they tie in. So they're on both ends here.
Oh, okay.
On each east side. They've added in the different color brick around. Mm-hmm. So this is the east elevation and the west elevation. Then here we go. Here is the north side. You can see the different colors of brick. And then here's the wraparound. So they included the vertical element here also. And then the two different colors of brick. And then obviously the appropriate sized decks for interior and exterior.
What is that vertical element? Is it metal panel? Or?
It's the paneling.
Okay.
And I think I'll have to double check, but I don't know if it's hardy plank or if it's metal.
Oh, okay.
But it's the dark anodized color.
Nice.
And then I had a good weekend. But we'll go back to discussion and motion. And
so basically, by including that motion on E1 through E4, we're basically setting those aside to re-adjourn on those.
That is correct.
Okay.
So you'd only be approving A1 through A4, B, and C.
Okay.
Could we talk real quick on A1 through A4?
Absolutely.
So the last buildings that came in front of us, we had talked about the awnings and how they...
Yes.
Yeah. Can they do something on these buildings too?
Yes.
Okay.
And they did. They redid all the building permits for those with the awnings with the...
Okay.
Closed. They're angled back with an enclosed drip.
So they're hard piped?
Yep. No drip. Well,
the
civil anyone
engineers
who's
happy.
Walked anywhere recently, the past couple days, and with no melt,
you
we
really
all know
it.
You get a shower.
Yeah.
So here, we'll go back and take a look. See, flat.
Okay.
I should have caught that, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, same thing here, flat,
nice.
Angled. They will have to pull up a bit, but no
okay.
worries.
Save someone from what happened to me this morning.
Yes.
Sheet of ice fell off my porch roof, hit me right in the back of the
head.
Oh, glad you're here. Yeah, ice is hard.
I had a question on A1, the signs and the square footage.
Mm-hmm.
That's 12.5 square feet, so... 2x6 sign, is that what we're talking about?
They're allowed larger, but this is what they're showing for their conceptual signage.
Okay.
They have not proposed yet a signage program to the city if the owner desires to have one. Obviously, they can go larger, 20, 50 square feet is our minimum typically. But it's based on the lineal frontage of the building times 15%. Divided by 12.
No, it's times lineal 12. Frontage times 12, then 15% of that.
15%. It's in our code. So they're tied to that, but this is what he's showing. I highly suspect they might be a little larger. I'd like to think.
I wondered about that. I didn't know what the code was, and they seemed just a bit tiny. But, of course, there could be only... Let's say on the south elevation, there could be only two instead of four, or however that's going to work, depending on the tenants. So,
And they are based on the fact that quite a few of the buildings have a front entry and a rear entry with mm-hmm. the parking in the back, that they would be allowed the same amount of signage on the back side as the front.
As long as there's an entry or an
yes.
exit. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I was just curious on one other thing. Are they using any anti-graffiti coating out here?
I do not know. I'd like to think so.
Okay.
Most places, until they get tagged.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know. Do you know?
I have
or
a tendency to put it on.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Because I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Jen, tell me again what your position is.
A project manager of development.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're overseeing the whole development then?
Yeah.
Okay. Big job.
It is.
Okay.
And if you've been to any of the open houses, she's been at all of them.
Oh, nice.
Okay, well then I will move back down, and then I would add in the condition that we included last time regarding the awnings. So here is a list of all the conditions that were enclosed in the staff report for
and
reference.
That includes this? Yeah, awnings are in there. Okay.
And are you going to remove two, or are you just going to leave it in because it's still a condition? It just doesn't.
You can remove it.
Yes,
I just remove it.
Okay.
I'd pull it out. Delete two.
Yes.
Go with one, and then you could even replace two with the awning.
Yes.
And we won't say anything about building E at this time because building E will come back again.
Correct. And is it appropriate for them to make a motion to bring building E back with the facade breakup design as part of their motion?
I don't think they have to because as long as they don't approve it,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be our new number two is to make changes to the add an architectural element in the back of the building and bring it back.
So you're going to actually put that in your
Yeah. It'll basically be we delete that number two and add our own new number two.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, so we are going to put that in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The words I had was add four vertical architectural elements to break up the blank south walls.
Sure, better than
plus
mine.
Plus the awning issue.
And then the awning.
She's got it here. She copied it from the last time.
Oh.
I know, Sharon took capital.
Okay.
Look at,
I thought you were talking about the angle and the
yeah, but they're going to hard pipe. So they're going to push it back.
One,
I know.
Two,
hard
pipe three, four.
I would include it in.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I would include it in the condition.
Okay.
I would definitely include it in there.
Oh, this just had the 6 feet, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so add to A then, just the bit
yes.
of hard piping.
If the architect comes back and says, oh, you can't
yep,
do that.
Yep, it can be item D in one.
Oh, I see. Make it a separate line item rather than just adding an extension on A?
It would be under condition number, this is my thought, under condition one for buildings A1 through 4, B and C. There's conditions A, B, and C. I would add a D.
Okay.
And include the awning condition there.
Okay.
That would just be my thought. Then it's covered in every single building.
Okay.
So, are we voting on everything at this point, or?
I think, are we ready to make a motion?
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Dave, did you want
to? Okay. Yeah. Dave, I'd like to make a motion. The Mill Creek Design Review Board approve the presentation in front of us for, I'm not going to try, but multiple buildings at the farm with the conditions approval set forward by the staff with the addition of an item 1D having to do with the awning drains. And then item number two is deleted because the building didn't exceed 40 feet. And then we'd have a new number two to add four vertical architectural elements to break up the blank south wall on buildings E1 through E4, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Sure. So you did approve building D now. So do we have to bring it back again to see what color it is, or is that the existing?
No, we want to see it.
You want to amend your motion to bring it back?
Have it come back.
Okay. Yeah, we amend the motion.
To return it for approval, the elevations.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to see it again.
Okay.
It should be a quick approval. We just want to.
It absolutely. Do you want to reopen it and amend that condition to state that they need to bring back the proposed elevations for E1 through E4?
So since
that way it's required.
Okay.
So I'll revise my motion to add item number 2, talking about adding a vertical element. And then this architectural plan will be reviewed by the design review board prior to implementation. Does that cover it, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. And now we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
In favor, yes.
Aye.
Aye.
You oppose? Good.
Thank you, all of you.
Sure.
Thank you, Dave, for making it back.
Yeah. I didn't end up going.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was supposed to be in Wenatchee for my mom's 94th birthday today. Ah. We didn't make it.
Highway 2 was just opened recently.
About an hour ago, Stevens Pass
opened. Are you rescheduling the birthday celebration?
Well, it's not a big celebration. We're just going to take her out to lunch. Yeah. So in another week, whatever.
I think it should be noted that from now on, our permanent motion maker is Dave.
Yes. And our perfect chairman
pretty much
is
does
Dave.
Them all the time anyway. So
we move that.
I looked at Tina. I thought maybe she wanted to do it. And she goes, okay, Dave, do it.
I knew you were writing
him
this
and
stuff
Tina.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay, any other business I need to be worried about?
I think that's it. And Sherry, what do you have coming forward next month?
Oh, I have no mind. I'm for Crestview Village. It's like a 25-lot residential development off of 132nd.
Oh, so it's the street.
Where the Silver Lake Water Tower is. They put in 25 homes on one side. They're finishing the loop of the road and 25 homes. And so we're looking at the landscape plan.
We have looked at that before, have we not? Just not the landscaping plan?
No.
Oh, no, that was something else. But it had a circular. Yeah.
And will this come back at the same meeting?
Yes.
By then? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be February.
Yep, that'll be February.
So I'll call for adjournment, but I do have a question afterward that's not really part of that.